This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
Matt Graham's here with us to give us an update on what's actually happening real time in the markets. Gosh, Matt, looking at this. This is very good. The UMBS, nice, looking real pretty.
Yeah, it's nice to see UMBS 1.5 coupons firing on all cylinders, as much as they have anyway. Good stuff. And as always, though, the underlying guidance is going to come from the broader bond market. There's a lot of disconnection, of course, between how treasuries are moving. And that's been good. That's been disconnection in our favor almost exclusively. And that is payback for treasuries sticking it to the mortgage market back in March. Interesting for the bond market, as can always be the case on Thanksgiving weeks. You never really know what to expect. And even if something interesting happens or looks like it's happening, you never really know if it's going to stick around in the following weeks. Fortunately, last week was pretty boring. You could have read it either way. Things were a little bit weaker to start. There was a little bit of concern as to whether that might be a reversal of a friendly trend that we had over the previous 2 weeks. But really, that friendly trend in itself was a reversal from a negative bounce caused by Pfizer's vaccine news. I don't know if you remember, Dave, that was that Monday where yields shot up just extraordinarily in one day, right after that Pfizer vaccine was announced. Put a line in the sand saying, okay, this is how much bonds are going to sell off when they're as afraid as they're going to be of vaccines. And everything since then has been calming down. We even had Moderna vaccine news come out in several installments, and we did not see bonds react in nearly as negative a way. And that actually kicked off trading this week as well, with their final trial results looking still just as good as when they first started talking about the stuff, but more on that in a second. So last week, really uneventful from an economic data standpoint. We did have a markets version of PMI, but the important PMIs are coming up this week. Inflation stayed steady, 1.4 on core PCE. Fed meeting minutes, those were fairly interesting. The Fed cannot stop talking about how they're going to adjust their bond buying plan. And it has markets in a frenzy, and frenzy is a relative term, not a real frenzy, but the bond aficionados are wondering, is the Fed going to update its weighted average maturities in this upcoming meeting? And the Fed hasn't really given a clear indication of that. And just to rewind and talk about what we're actually talking about here, weighted average maturity, it just refers to the balance of the bonds that the Fed holds. So they could spend however many billions of dollars a month and just buy 2-year treasuries or shorter. That's only going to give them 2 years of duration exposure. And it's only going to mean that the Fed is soaking up that inventory for those 2 years. But if they bought 10, 20, 30 year bonds, now they are soaking up a lot more bond buying demand for a longer period of time, or they're holding that money, carrying that capital. So if they redo that balance and say they're going to buy more longer term debt, that is generally considered to be beneficial for rate. The average bond market participant thinks that's probably coming, but it's not much better than 50-50 right now. If Congress were to come together and put some fiscal package on the table before the middle of December, then you would probably see the Fed maybe hold off and see what the fiscal impact would be. But if the economic data is weak between now and then and there's no fiscal stimulus, then it is a higher probability that the Fed will do at least something, if not simply say, hey guys, you can count on us doing this weighted average maturity adjustment in the next meeting. So they'll probably try to get some mileage out of verbiage if they can, which they always do. If you had to pick, is the Fed erring on the side of being friendly or unfriendly? They're definitely erring on the side of being friendly. So nobody's really ruling out that that could come. As far as the data that could factor into that decision, this week is an important one because, as is the case for any first week of the month, we have a concentration of important economic data. Some of it already came out this morning with Chicago PMI 58.2 versus 59. That's weaker than expected, but it's still expansionary, still indicating growth. Similar story if the rest of the week's data comes in as expected. ISM manufacturing tomorrow, big report, forecast at 58 versus 59.3 previously. So that would be growth, but it would be less than last time. ADP employment is calling for an uptick in job creation to 410,000 from 365. But contrast that to NFP, non-farm payrolls, calling for a bit of a drop from 638 to 500. None of that's really material because economists are still feeling out where the labor market situation is going to level off once we've had time to see what the post-vaccine economy looks like. And you can always tune in every first Friday of the month. MBS Live is always a buzz in the live chat as we're trying to take last minute betting odds on where NFP will come in. And you can see it pop in real time and see markets react in real time if they're going to. And as always, the Lickin' listeners can get a double time free trial with no credit card requirement by using LOL when they go to mbslive.net and create a trial account.
Yeah, good job. Also, looking today, the pending home sales numbers came out. This one is projected to be negative 2.2, came in at a negative 1.1. So half of the negativity is there. So I guess that's a good thing.
When that stuff comes out weaker than expected, then the headlines focus on home sales dropping or being weaker than expected. And people who know me know I'm the very last person that's going to be a cheerleader for the real estate industry just because my clients are massive stakeholders in it. I like to tell it like it is. And that is still a freaking outstanding pending home sales number. It's a little bit less than it was last time, but last time was the highest in 14 years. So yeah, a little bit of shine has come off it, but it's still very shiny.
I think we're going to see a real strong purchase market, and the purchase MBA's purchase index, again, 314.6. So anyway, a lot of good stuff on here. Matt, thank you so much for being here each and every week. MBSLive.net. Check it out. Thank you so much for being here this week. I want to say a special thank you to our sponsors, Finastra, as well as the Community Mortgage Lenders Association of America, Indicom, Accelerate, with Advisors, Mobility RE, Modex, and a whole bunch of other sponsors. Again, thanks so much for listening. Have a great week, everybody. Happy post-Thanksgiving and time to get ready for Christmas. Talk to you soon. Have a great week.
You've been listening to Lickin' on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Lickin of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.